Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. This is just a comedy show. I'm not here for any serious conversation. That is until the hour of un momento, s'il vous plaît. I seem to have some... There you go, problem solved. We are going to cruise nicely until the hour of 10. That is when we will bring you the Job versus Redline case, in which different high profile and some former high profile figures have been summoned to go and seemingly stand on the side of the red line, and we are looking at our president elect and president elect in her capacity as a vice president and international relations minister, and one of the Fishrod Boys is also there to say, you know what, when I was working on this project, that is before, well, I was started, came up with a brilliant idea to start swindling you guys and you caught me and now we're here. This is the reason I am going to give you over why we should not think of getting rid of the red line. And one lawyer also, I won't mention, there are two lawyers involved in this, one of them former and one of them... Okay, they are both former, and both have equally questionable reputation. Although the difference is one of them have been to a place where the sun doesn't set, and one of them maybe haven't been there. Well, we don't know. But that is the case we are going to bring you. That's the case that we are going to bring you, because Saki Shangala and our president-elect Nandi Ndaitwa, or NNN, I don't know who is coming up with this algebra, but they were subpoenaed by the court. They were summoned. That's basically what it's when you're summoned by the court. That's basically what it sounds like. It's not a request. It's you must show up. It's not you may please show up. No, it's a summon. It's literally in the name, summon. You're going to have to show up. Or you are going to face the full extent of the wrath of the law. He doesn't. If you know a guy who knows a guy, he doesn't have that. But that's what we are going to bring you. That is at the hour of exactly 10 o'clock. But give or take a couple of minutes. Factoring in African time and all that. But now... Let's look at the Michael conversation. I found something very interesting, and you guys are talking about borrowing money and tenders abandoned, and someone pointed out something that was very thought provoking. That how about some of these tenders are just being used to stifle money into different bank accounts for political uses? I can't confirm nor deny it, but it's a very interesting something to think about. But otherwise, then how do you explain people abandoning projects and, the abandoned projects and no one is punishing them? Well, for that, I remember talking about that last year. And according to my research that I conducted then, I'm so proud of me, I brought you procurement tracker by IPPR, the Institute of Public Policy Research, that they compiled on that. And according to their analysis, they found out that there is a loophole. And that's from last year, that's from 2023. I'm not sure if we have patched up that loophole, but looking at how slow we are at patching up things, unless there is a fish and the fish and the Icelandics involved, I think that loophole is still there. If you know that the following loophole I'm about to point out have been patched up, please let me know. If you know that, well, it haven't, again, please let me know. You see, this, you know, that's not what I was going to talk about. It just, well, I was just listening to Michael, and it took me back to the show I had on a somewhat similar subject, but widely different, knowing me. Now, from you know, from the IPPR's point of view, what loophole did they, you know, what loophole did they mean? Because they used that's the exact word they used. Now, a significant loophole exists in Namibia's procurement process. This is according to Federico Lynx, in case you didn't know, that's Dwight Senior. Federico Lynx from the Institute of Public Policy Research, who has pointed out that while the law makes provision for blacklisting of bidders for suppliers, it does not apply to the owners of those blacklisted companies. Now, this, there's one more line. That this means the owners of the blacklisted companies can still benefit from the government's contract by simply forming a new company. Brilliant idea. Let me explain that. Well, our laws are very, you know, it's impeccable that every time that the reputation of a company's leader is tarnished for abandoning the project or using project, you know, tenders, project money to buy a vrupa, that individual, that company is going to be blacklisted. That company is going to be blacklisted from applying for other tenders again, except it does not blacklist the owner of the company. Now, what a lot of guys are doing is that they will start a company, register it with BPAF, put in all the crappy paperwork, and apply for a tender. They get that tender and then use the money to buy a vrupa, you know, spend some of it on Kamboroto travel to some holiday destinations where the sun doesn't set, blah blah blah. Anything but the tender, you know, they buy a Land Cruiser, a pair of khaki shorts, you know, start paying for some Afrikaans lessons so they can, you know, speak little to zero Afrikaans while they call themselves Swartboere. Now, when they do that, the Procurement Act comes in and basically blacklists that company from applying for a tender again. Now, because the Procurement Act can only, you know, only has a provision of blacklisting companies as in juristic persons, not the natural aspect of the whole shebang. What happens is Swartboere just goes out there, you know, registers another company and apply for a tender again as a whole different, it's a different company, but it's the same idiot in the pilot seat. And now, one thing you see is that you have a bunch of morons that are just starting companies left, right, and center because, well, of that particular loophole. So, until we patch it up, assuming we haven't already, which I have a sneaky suspicion we haven't. So, you have to understand that this is a very tricky one. This is a very tricky one because if you look at it, the tender here is is a relationship between two juristic entities. If Mahongo Construction CC, for example, applies for a tender to build a school somewhere, it's not Helmut versus the Ministry of Education or Ministry of Works or Ministry of Tourism. It's Mahongo Construction CC versus the Ministry of Education or the Ministry of Tourism. So it's two juristic entities that are involved. So the blacklisting part that the Procurement Act or the procurement laws we have in this country, their flaw is that they don't extend the blacklisting to the natural entities involved into running the juristic entities that are executing most of the responsibilities that they are, that are being handed out, especially by the public sector. Now, that loophole is a very tricky one. It's a very tricky one. And anyone that have sat in a law class before knows that it's a pain in the behind. So you are basically talking about punishing the owner of a company for the, you know, the natural person in charge of a company for the faults that was, for the faults emanating from a relationship between two juristic persons. It's a whole different ballgame. Now, to pull that off, one of those things you have to do is what is called tearing the corporate veil. It's a fancy way of saying that people with money know how to protect themselves because, well, they wrote all the laws. They just made sure that if anything goes south, it's only this company that have get to be punished. And everyone else, just decide, you know what? I'm a natural person, you can't touch me according to the law, which, by the way, which I, you know, may have contributed into drafting, so you can't touch me. And by the way, that is not a law that we came up with. We, like everything else, we just, you know, copied, and because of our terrible skills in editing, we just decided to paste it. Now, back to that report so that I can just point out one interesting thing for you. The laws and regulations makes a provision for public disclosure of the name and address of a bidder or supplier suspended or debarred. Basically kicked out is what I would have put in that article if I was the one that wrote it. Now, as well as the grounds for debarment or suspension or the reason why they kicked them out. Of the bidder or supplier, this is just one of those corporate and legal jargons that was put together to protect the greedy son of a pastors that are involved in most of these things. Now, because something like that really gets me worked out, I'm gonna try as much as I can to breathe before I receive a message saying, please breathe, because believe me, it's gonna come. Now, and along with the bidder's period for which the bidder or supplier is declared, bidder or supplier, it's a company, you know, the company that abandoned the project. And all those, they are required to disclose their, if they have ever been, you know, the reason for the suspension, their address, and when they were suspended, and all kinds of, basically reasons why they should not be given a tender. So now you see that you have to disclose your history as a company before you are given a tender. So, if your company is blacklisted before, it's sort of like applying for a job with a criminal record. Every employer will be like, "Hey, I really want to hire you, qualified, but hey, you kicked your boss in the, you know, you kicked the boss, your boss, your, you know, from your, you were fired from your previous employment because you kicked your boss, in his generations." So that is just making some of these guys decide, you know what? What's the point of applying for a tender with a blacklisted company? Because no one is even gonna look at that paper. All you just have to do is go out there and start a whole different company. You can put it in pretty much anyone's name, as long as it's someone that you will ride or die with, and apply and then get another tender again, and problem solved. And you cannot deny someone a tender because, well, at some point they were operating a company that you gave a tender and they abandoned the project. Because, well, that relationship was between you and that juristic entity, not the natural entity. The whole juristic entity is basically, how do I put this? It's just a company. It turns out in company law, when you say company, it means a whole lot of different legal jargon. But that's why, in the law of persons, you have juristic person, aka what you'd call a company or an organization, or natural persons, like you and me, the people that require some damn activities without protection in the bedroom to come into existence. I think I need a break, because that was that's uncalled for. I find it funny. Congratulations. But if you don't, especially Karen, hi guys, how you doing? Quick break. Yeah, just fasten your seatbelt and be mindful. For those of you that just join us, be mindful that we'll be bringing you the case of Job versus the Red Line. That is a 10, we're talking in 11 minutes, or 10 minutes and 35 seconds and counting.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ipapatso ya IMPA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dipuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe. Fa go kopana setšhaba le phatlhalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMBA ke tse The Ellison, Ehangano, The Oshiherero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sangfuor Diare le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMBA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le moga o tseye IMBA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali ile ko mberewa nora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ipapatso ya IMPA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dipuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe. Fa go kopana setšhaba le phatlhalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMPA ke tse the Ellison, Ehangano, the Oshiherero, Omamburiro, the Catholic, Simaneka, Kalunga, the African Sangfuor di Yare, the Zedimwe, Ikopangi Lerona Hompiano, Faukarata Horlokwalo Lakereke, Yahaho Lokedwe Mopalong Ya, Tipukatza, Dikopelo Tsa IMBA, Mopalong E Latelang Ya, 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalighty.com le mo ga o tseye IMBA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitoda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. Sorry for that extended break. Told you when we started that this show is going to be interrupted by the un momento. Just why? Just for the love of God, why? Just why? It's I pointed out earlier, we are going to be interrupted by this show. Mind the Gap show is going to be interrupted by the live stream of Job Shipululo Ampanda versus Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, and it's regarding the red line discussion. I'm calling it a discussion. I don't want to call it a dispute because, well, the dispute just has some terrible ring to it. We are going to be hearing from both parties, and this is not something new. This is something that's been going on for a while now. We have something, you know, it's going to be, we are going to be listening from both parties in the dispute, those ones that want it kept and those ones that want it gone. And you bet, Job is obviously not for the line, and you have individuals like President-elect and a former Justice Minister, or that is Saki Shangala, who were summoned to go and give their professional point of view, if you can call it that, over why, in terms of in terms of international relations, literally, because, like I pointed out earlier this week, on Monday, I think Monday or Tuesday. Now Monday we had an interruption. Tuesday I touched a little bit on it, and one thing I pointed out was that about 25% of our meat goes to the EU, about 11% goes to Asia, but the market that we are all, I think that's going to be referenced a lot is the EU, is the EU market that according to the 2022-2023 MITCO report. You can find it on their website. It's free. And that report, it's called it an integrated report or something like that. So according to that report, it's 27% of our meat for that financial year went to Norway, and about 25% of it went to the EU, and that's about 50% of the meat that we basically distributed in different markets in that financial year. So chances are very high. You still have to, you know, it's just coming in a matter of a few seconds. We still, it's just a minute and 28 seconds and counting, we are going to go live. But that's something that something that I bet is going to be coming up. Let's take a listen. Of course, also the Ministry of Agriculture is going to, because it at some point it was proposed that how about we just make it gradually. Commercial break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
And any minute now we can go live. But just fasten your seatbelt and get ready for that, because you know they are going to be interruptions here and there, even in the way that, which is why I'm not a huge fan of live streams. But unfortunately for me, my show falls in the morning hour, so most live streams or most court cases are taking place in the morning hours or most events. So because of that, I'm basically caught between a rock and a hard place. What am I kidding? I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. Let's go with a rock and a hard place. Yeah, and I found my script for Monday, and I knew I've written this before. Now, well, let's go with that. Since we are on this subject, why didn't I even keep it? And by the way, this case is going to be running until literally month end, and. In other court cases, because that is after I went through the whole LPM and ECN thing. So from the 20th to the 30th of January, Job versus the Redline case will be hearing a lot from those guys, and they've called several individuals to basically show up, high profile individuals. To show up and testify, more like side with the red line. Talk about a step in the back. But all this, we just have to listen from what they are all going to say, because according to my own, I was looking forward to the time when I will reference myself. According to one very smart, really smart, short but smart, not very handsome but smart, Kavango comedian, once pointed out the following. Did I point out that Kavango guy was very smart? He still is. He still is. Really smart. Once did a very extensive research and found out that President-elect Honorable NNN and President-elect and a former Justice Minister and Fishrod accused Honorable Verbosity, Honorable Verbosity is one of those people that was basically summoned to go and take the witness stand in that case. And a president-elect is appearing in her capacity as a vice president and former minister of international relations. So the president-elect is appearing in two capacities. One, former international relations minister, that is before the current international relations minister, that is honorable 15 degrees pay mshelinga pay you know 15 PhDs mshelinga took over that you know took over that position. And Mr. Verbosity is appearing in his capacity not as a fish rot accused. When he takes that stand, you are not seeing a fish rot accused. You are seeing the chairperson of the Land Reform Commission. Man, this must be awesome. Just for, just for a couple of minutes on the stand, he will be there in a whole different capacity. No fish rot. No, you are not allowed to bring up fish rot and say, for example, why should we listen to your, why should we listen to you seeing that well? He didn't come from your house to come here and testify. Don't say that, because when he takes that stand, he is not fish rot accused. When he takes that stand, he is the chairperson. He is there in a, you know, in a capacity of the chairperson of Law Reform Commission. Although we all know which laws he was reforming when he was in, well, that position. But now, while we're on this page of of legally trained individuals with questionable reputations, veteran lawyer and also legal questionable individual, and that is one Mr. Derek Conradi, who was summoned as he was the consultant of the then Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Forestry, now the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform. So everyone that was basically involved into everything a red line, whether you are still in that position or not, as we are seeing, you know, from the fish rod guy one singular, that you are basically being summoned to go out there and point out why that line should remain in that position, or why there is, why there must be a gradual removal instead of any instant one. And one thing that the report I was referencing, I tried terribly to reference, is page 71 of the page 71 of the integrated annual report of 2022-2023 integrated annual 2022-2023 report by MITCO, just all the way to page
ENN 70.
Huh, still got my Afrikaans. I'm so proud of me. Okay, now I just need carrots. Where's that? Here we are. Now, according to that report, actual sales value distribution 2022-2023 in Namibian dollar denominations. And, Namibian dollar denominations. Forget the Namibian dollar denomination, just focus on the percentage. The meat distribution, or at least of that year, 27% went to Norway. Man, the Norwegians eat our meat. The EU, 25%. The UK, just 3%? Seriously? It's 3% of our meat. No wonder we're stealing their handbags. And Asia and China accounted for 11% of that financial year. South Africa alone accounted for 11%. Namibians, turns out, we also chop our own meat, though. We also chop our own meat, accounting for 17%. Of that's just for the 2022-2023 distribution. I know that we do supply meat to Ghana, but it turns out Africa, other African countries only account for what, like 1%? Jeez. Well, to be fair, these guys have their own cattle. Oh, I mean, it's not like you can have cattle running around in the snow. Which you can. I'm pretty sure you can. But the cattle will be like, what are we to you? Snow bunnies? According to that report, MITCO generated 865 million in revenue in 2023-2024 compared to 752.6 million in 2021-2022. The international sales generated 563.8 million, and deboned, vacuumed, Turns out there's vacuumed meat. Who vacuums meat? I mean, just cut it in Gabbana pieces and problem solved. Turns out they can vacuum some of it, whatever the heck that means. Now, chilled and frozen. Chilled. There's meat that's chilled and there's meat that's naughty. Interesting. Chilled and frozen cuts as well as... chilled and frozen cuts as well as most of the frozen manufacturing beef was exported to international markets. So this international markets is one of those things that I'm suspecting the anyone that is basically using the international economic advantages that come with the existence of the red line, they are most likely going to reference that a lot. Not this report per se. I'm sure they have they are the professionals. I'm a comedian. Leave me alone. Now, according to the EU, accordingly, the EU generated 25% of the total revenue, and South Africa 11%, Norway 27%, China 11%, and notable is the strong performance of the South African market, 11%. So basically, the South African market, when it comes to chopping our meat, is going head to head. Or toe-to-toe with the Asia-China market. And, wow. Mitko received 1,200 metric tons or 75% of the Namibian portion of the Norwegian quota and, as usual, fully utilized the quota in 2022, 2023 and forward, and with forward utilization of Sika. That basically means approximately. I don't know why these guys keep using these, these jargons. Sika 300 metric tons to ensure early cash flow. Ah, that's a lot of money. I need to start a farm. Interesting. And access to the U.S. market remained a challenge due to the overutilizations of third country beef quotas in the market by larger producers such as Brazil that channeled large portions of the U.S. due to increased production and restriction imposed by its traditional markets. Further challenges were the low beef prices prevalent in the U.S. when compared to markets such as the EU and Norway. Oh, they also have Ndandazo Mbiriha meat in the U.S. And the mismatch between Namibian beef breeds and the production system and U.S. demand, which is a far more marbled Argos type kettle. Don't ask me what that means because I have no clue. Oh, there's also something called Never Ever Market. Like, what the heck? The Never Ever Market in the U.S. closed as the client moved to demand USDA-approved organic beef. United States Drug Administration. Right? Namibia does not have the USDA-listed organic beef producers. Easy. Just go there and, start kissing some behind with the open the market. Anything, be patriotic. Michael Sosodis back in Ghana when he was just patriotic to the point of, giving that spy his best performance in the bedroom to save his country from from economic, political, and harmonious living fallout. Why that keeps popping out is beyond me. Now, it turns out the Never Ever program is a voluntary USDA standard program that was established in 2009 to indicate that the meat product is hormone GMO and antibiotic free, and all key markets performed better than indicated by the average sale prices realized from the market. In Norwegian, average sales prices increased to $219.45 per kg. And here I was thinking meat is expensive in Namibia because Jesu, if I was in some of these countries, chances are very high I would be a vegetarian. I don't know about that. I don't think I can pull that off. me vegetarian, not a chance. But quick break now, shall we?
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
And this is a much anticipated case. It's something that we basically all, you know, we're all going to be looking forward to be hearing. Because these subpoenas have basically taken a while. They did not, you know, they were, they, it's not something that we pulled off in 24 hours. It just, you know, it took a while, like a back and forth of, please come to court. And then the, you know, all the, especially the president elect is like, let me think. Nah. She didn't actually do that. So that is basically the live stream that will be coming to you in, like I told you, African timing. I'm just going to bring my script back. Mind the gap with Helm Tone Eagle, because these guys are killing my show.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba rifera za rivuka, kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopa nye mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilingi, Ukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu haiva mtavira kulisfera sakireke ya mina si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba va 081-2358-063 kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Yeah, where were we? Let's put that whole red line thing on pause, and then we can come back. Then we can come back to. Then we can come back to my tenderpreneurship, and before we were interrupted, I was on those ones that are you know about the loophole that do exist in our. Tender distribution, not they don't call it that, procurement act, and procurement, should I call it a procurement act? Yeah, sure, let's call it that. The procurement So you have people that are basically abandoning tenders, and then the law, you know, it's very difficult to hold them accountable because the law that, you know, only goes with only has a penal penalization methods of juristic persons, not the natural persons. So if I started a company today and applied for a tender and I got a tender and abandoned the project and disappeared with the money, that company is going to be blacklisted, but I won't be. So that will then does not stop me from going back to BIPA, registering a whole different company, and navigating all the loopholes that exist, of course. And then, you know, coming back and applying for another tender again. And whoever is in that position cannot just deny me that tender if I'm qualified. They cannot deny me that tender because I am, you know, because I'm associated to a company that was once blacklisted. I mean, that is now blacklisted because, well, that's a whole different person that you're talking about. I'm me. That's a whole different company. Now, that is where I will now... that's why I like to read books, and I'm gonna bring you one of, one of my own all-time favorite book that that basically deals with these kind of things. Because believe me, you can say it's easy, but it's actually not that easy because of again how everything is basically structured from where we copied it from. It's just, that unequal protection. If you take, at some point in the history of the Western legal system, they decided that the best way to basically avoid legal, legal consequences as someone that owns a company is put a gap between you and your company. Just to start considering your own company as its own person, with its own actions, and again with its own consequences. If for me sitting here, for example, if I start insulting someone, and that if I start insulting someone, that someone cannot they can, but it's not that easy. They cannot, the way that the case is going to appear in the in court is that it's not going to be Helmut versus the person that insulted. I insulted. It's going to be Eagle FM, because every time that I'm in this chair, I'm acting in the capacity of Eagle FM. And when Justice Prince Law was reading the the ruling of whether to stay or proceed with the case of IPC as the Electoral Court and 25 others, you had all that jargon that she just in case I find myself in some political party, I don't want to start off my political career from a from a wrong foot. That capacity of me being, that whole legal perception, that every time that I sit in this chair, I'm on behalf of, I'm here on, I basically become Eagle FM. Okay, from the look of things, we are live. So let's bring you that live feed before I... Nelly? Yeah, let's bring you that live.